It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again. How was your weekend? Well, I got something today that is put in this paper bag. Medium-sized paper bag. Have any idea what might be in here? Show you the top of it. See if that gives you an idea. Does that remind you of anything? Fish. Another little fish. Like the one Mr. McFeely brought me last week. Thought I'd like to have another one to put in the aquarium. Let's just take it and put the whole bag in the way he showed us last week. So that the water in the bag will get to be the same temperature as the water in the aquarium. Let's take a look and see if we can find that one that Mr. McFeely brought us. Do you remember what it looked like? See it over there? There it is. Takes a while to get used to a new neighborhood like this. Yeah. Well, this will be a friend for it to play with. Just leave that like that. All those fish are different. Just like people. Each one of us is different. It's wonderful. And each one of us is fancy. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can grow up to be the mummies. Only boys can grow up to be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. And so are you, fish. Yes, sir, fish. That's not the fish calling, speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers. Would you look outside and see who it is? Mr. McFeely. Just what I thought. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
What do you have?
Do you know what that is?
Why, that looks like an old-fashioned piano roll to me.
That's right. It's an old-fashioned piano roll.
Oh, I remember the... Let me just tell my friends about this. This is a kind of a record that you play on a special kind of piano. And it makes the keys move. Here, I'll put it in the box.
Okay.
It makes the keys move up and down while it's playing, and you pedal and all sorts of things. Oh, I would really
like. They're a lot of fun.
They really are. Do you know of a player piano that we could play that
on? As a matter of fact, I do. We have one over at our house, but Betsy's not too happy about it because it's sitting right on the living room floor. But would you like to go over and see it?
I really would. At the McFeely's house, a player piano.
Well, could you hold this? I have one delivery over at the Brown's Marionette Shop. It's right
sure.
here in my bike.
Right.
And I'll deliver that, and then we'll go over, all right?
Fine, I'll walk over here with you.
All righty. Well, how's the fish doing, all right?
Oh, it's doing very well, and I got another one to go with. It's very much like it.
Well, I like fish, and I like movies, and I like piano rolls, and I like to make deliveries. I'll go in and make this delivery, all
right? Fine, I'll wait for you right here
Alrighty.
On the steps. I remember the first time I played a player piano. Yes. You know, I would pedal, and I put my fingers right on and pretended that I was doing the playing because I wanted to play the piano so well.
That's that delivery.
Well, that was another speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery. Let's take a speedy delivery over to the McFeely's house.
All right, fine.
Well, I certainly like player pianos. You put your feet and you just pedal and...
That's right.
And it plays it by itself. Well, on to the McFeely's for some funny music, all right? Okay.
Come along.
Can hardly wait to show you.
Get the roll
here.
See it.
Right this way. Here we go. This way, Mr. Rogers. Okay, there it is, the player piano.
Is that ever nice? Hey, Mrs. McFeely.
Good day,
Hi.
Dear.
I'm cleaning this thing.
Oh, I'm anxious to hear it. Mr. McFeely showed me one of the rolls.
I'll take it out. Here's the roll.
Oh, isn't this quite an instrument, isn't it?
It certainly is. There are some pedals down here, you just pump those.
I see.
Right down there, it's all set to go. Now, the roll goes right up here. Check here, okay. It's on just like this. Little tab fits on. Turn it around. Make sure it's lined up right.
What's this called?
This one is called The Wedding of the Winds, number 404.
Okay, here we go.
Switch it on the on position. Get my feet ready to go here. Here we go. Check my tempo here. Tempo 60. Oh, the tempo is set. Here we go.
I like to see the keys going down like that.
They upright by the pedals. Just pump the pedals.
But it must be that every time there's a hole in here, that makes the key go down.
That's right. I'll rewind it now.
All right.
Let me see here. See
how look at that.
It goes back very fast. You have to wait till it stops. I can take it out. Would you like to try one?
I would.
Try the other roll. We have one more up there. This is a little
have
fun.
Have you tried any other, Mrs. McFeely?
No.
Well...
You don't care for it too much, do you?
Do you know something, Mr. Rogers?
What?
It's hard to be angry at David when he's having such a good time. But he didn't tell me this piano was coming, and I I was a little irritated at
it. Well, Deborah, we'll find a place for it, all righty?
I know.
Okay, Mr. Rogers, you're up next. Here we go.
I'll try.
Put that up there, dear. We'll try.
Hey, David.
No, I believe this side goes in first, right in here. That's it. I'll put that in.
Like that?
That's right. Now you have to find a little hook down here. Just hook it up and turn it.
There it is.
Line it up, right? No. Now you have to switch this switch.
What's this 70 mean?
That's the tempo. And the tempo is right here, and we'll set that to 70. Tempo's all set.
Should I start?
You're on. Just play away. This is called Italian Nights.
Okay.
Here we go.
I like to see these things going up and down.
Here.
Come on, try.
Just step right up the bench, dear.
Well, David, play your piano, huh?
Uh-huh.
Just pump these. Everything's ready. Just pump those two.
You'll see how much fun it is.
Well, I'm not sure I want to.
But go right ahead.
Well, it could always fit in the basement.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't sound the same.
It's a little faster. There you go. Is the tempo, but that's rewind. Now pump it fast and rewind it all. There you go. It'll flop back.
Well, David?
Neatly done.
That was Italian Nights, dear. There you go.
Well, I love it.
Oh, what a change of heart.
Well, I didn't want to.
Well,
it's wonderful, wonderful piano.
Music's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Just almost as much fun as my movies.
Oh, David.
And I'll help you dust it, dear, all righty?
Oh, thank you, David,
okay.
Very much. Okay. Should we, just because we're feeling so festive now, let's give Mr. Rogers a piece of that special cake.
Special cake?
What
Some
is it?
Some special carrot cake. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Just be right back.
We are people with a player piano and a carrot cake.
Well, here you go. Speedy delivery cake for you.
Oh, what kind is it?
It's carrot cake made out of carrots, nuts, and raisins.
It really looks good.
It certainly is good.
Carrot cake is what you're eating.
Carrot cake is what I'm eating. It certainly is.
And playing the piano with my hands is what I like doing better than with my feet a little bit, I'm afraid.
Mr. McFeely's my name. Speedy delivery.
And I need to go now.
Well, we'll practice on that one more, dear, all righty?
Yeah. Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you for the thanks for the music and the cake. Bye.
Good day, Tia. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Sure was, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Bye. It was good. You know, I was just thinking, once you really learn to play the piano, you usually want to play it yourself, not use a roll. Mr. Mrs. McFeely was angry about that piano at first. She didn't know they were getting it. Well, even the McFeelys sometimes get mad at each other. But they still love each other.
Sure.
Just like everybody. Let's have some make-believe, all right? I'll go over and get the trolley. Trolley. Let's make up something more about Lady Elaine Fairchild and her pretending about a wedding. Joey Hollingsworth and Corny could be at the factory working on their worldwide orders for rocking chairs. All right? That can be our make-believe for now. Trolley to the neighborhood of make-believe.
How many did you say for Thailand?
Thailand? 620,000.
That's a huge order.
They really like our product there.
Well, I'm glad.
And Australia. Australia want 12,964.
Well, good.
And Iceland. Iceland, 1,800.
Oh, that's an excellent report, Salesman Hollingsworth. You are the best salesman I have. The very best salesman I have in this whole world. I'll go in and get you the 40 more that you need for that Western order.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Thailand.
Here's 20.
20?
I'll go get the other 20. Here's 20 more. That makes 40, and your order for the West is complete.
Very good. Now I'm going to go and deliver them.
And I'll go work on the Thailand order. That should take me quite a while.
I guess so.
I like to be busy. I tell you, you're the best salesman a manufacturer could ever have.
Well, thank you, Corny. Thank you.
Thank you. See you later.
Bye-bye now.
Joey Hollingsworth.
Yes, Lady Lane?
Could you come over here, dear?
Oh. What is it, Lady Lane?
So you're going to be the best man.
What for?
The wedding, of course. I heard Corny saying that you were his best man.
Best man?
Yeah, I heard him. He said it several times, and I was so pleased.
Oh, you must have misunderstood. He said his best salesman.
Oh, well, no matter. You'll be the best man in the wedding. Now, you have a fancy suit, don't you?
Oh, yes, I have lots of them.
Well, wear the fanciest one you have for Wednesday. Wedding on Wednesday. Wednesday wedding. Lovely, isn't it? I want you to hear this little player piano of mine, dear. Just turn it on here.
Makes me feel like dancing.
Well, I guess so.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I was just wondering, who's going to be the groom?
Oh, you'll see. But you're the best man. Ha ha! Ah, da-dum, da-dum.
Handyman Negri.
Yeah, Joey.
I'm confused.
About what?
About all this wedding talk.
Oh, listen, you're not the only one.
I'm telling you, Lady Lane just told me that I was going to be the best man.
Well, the best man?
Yeah.
I don't even think the groom knows he's a groom.
I don't think so either. Oh, well, I got to get back to my work. I can't spend a lot of time on this.
Well, I'll see you later.
We'll see you now.
All
bye-bye.
Right.
Take it easy.
Bye now. Thank you.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Oh, correct as usual, King Friday.
See my robe for the wedding?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It's very nice, King Friday.
Yes.
But King Friday, sir, I have a question.
What is it?
Well, doesn't it bother you, all this wedding talk?
Oh, I'm used to officiating at weddings. I'll do very well.
Oh, I'm sure you will, Your Majesty.
Yes. What is that music that I've been hearing?
Oh, that's Lady Elaine's player piano.
The wedding march, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Yes, of course.
Your robe, sir.
Thank you kindly.
Yes, sir.
It is rather nice. Yes. Yeah, there's the trolley. Oh, trolley. Yes. Oh, lovely, yes. Nice to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lady Elaine's wedding doesn't seem real to Handyman Negri or to Joey Hollingsworth. But it does to King Friday, because the king likes to be in weddings a lot. Do you sometimes like to play wedding? The king wants it to happen almost as much as Lady Elaine. Well, we'll work on that tomorrow. Right now, let's see about our new fish. I think the temperature of the water in here is now about the same as in the aquarium, so we can just take this rubber band off. And let this fish go into its new neighborhood. Hope it'll like it here. Can you swim out there? Come on, fishy. Out you go. There's some friends waiting to meet you. See if you can follow it where it goes. Wonder if it'll find the other new one. See, it's shy right now. Being very slow to move around. We can tell the new fish because they don't look like the ones that were here before. Just the way that you can tell each of your friends from all the others. It's important that we're all different, you know that? We all sleep, and we all eat, and we all love, and we all get angry sometimes. But each one of us is different. You eat, and I do too. I sleep, and you do too. You wake up, and I do too. So we two do so much the same. But I'm Mr. Rogers, and you have your name. You are you, and I am I, and we will always be quite different to people who know us well, 'cause they're the ones who like us to be different. You are you, and I am I, and we will never be exactly like anybody else, 'cause everybody else is different. Different, different, we are different. Isn't it great to be different? You and I, and he and she, and isn't it great to be you and always be quite different to people who know us well, 'cause they're the ones who like us. They really want us. They're the ones who like us to be different. It's the people who love you the most who know that you're different from everybody else. Sure. Could you go like this, like the fish goes? It's just pretending. Even if you went like that, you couldn't turn into a fish. Now, I knew a little girl once who crawled around on her hands and knees and said to another little girl, "I'm a tiger and I'm going to get you." And the other little girl didn't know she was pretending, and she ran away. And the little girl who was pretending got scared then, too. When you're pretending, it can be scary if other people don't know you're pretending. Well, we know when we're pretending here, don't we? And we know when we're having real talk together, you and I, real talk that isn't pretend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, "I think I'll make a snappy new day." It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Though you and I are very different, we still can care about each other and be friends, can't we? And I'll be back tomorrow. I like you just the way you are. Bye-bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.